Whale researchers in southeast Alaska have broken the record for the longest re-sighting of a humpback whale. 44 years ago, the first sighting of a humpback known as Old Timer coincided with both the end of commercial whaling and the establishment of the Endangered Species Act. KFSK's Joe Sykes reports on how the whale's re-sighting on July 12th in the waters outside Petersburg interacts with a fierce debate within the conservation community over the future status of these mighty marine mammals.
Back in the 1970s, it was so rare to see a humpback whale in Frederick Sound, sightings were often dismissed as wild rumors. Now, the area is so abundant, on a recent trip, the humpback whales turned Cape Fanshawe into a meadow of blowholes and tail flukes. It was here that Adam Pack, a professor at the University of Hawaii, sighted a whale who breaks the record for the longest re-sighting of a humpback. Back on shore in Petersburg, Pack leads me out onto the deck of the Northern Song, the boat he was on when he saw the whale he calls Old Timer.
It was on the deck out here, and Jim Namens, my colleague, was adjacent to me. And then we saw this one fluke at the same time and looked at each other and we said, there's Old Timer. And we literally jumped up and high-fived right there on the front of the boat.
Old Timer was first sighted here when Richard Nixon was still president and American Pie was number one on the Billboard Top 100. Since then, Pack and his fellow researchers have built a whole database of the humpbacks that grace these waters. And to him, they're all individuals with their own quirks and personalities.
This is Stumpy. Stumpy's missing half a fluke blade. We'd call that crazy eyes. This is angelfish because that kind of looks like an angelfish up there. This looks like a mosaic painting.
Pack is describing the whale's tail flukes, which he says are like a humpback's fingerprints. Old Timer's flukes are black with white shading like dots of shaving cream left on a full beard. And Pack says the fact he gets to see whales like this after 44 years
is indicative of the payoff that has now come from protecting and conserving these individuals.
That protection, together with the decision to ban commercial whaling back in 1970, has been so successful, in April, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration proposed that humpback whales in the Pacific should be removed from the endangered species list.
It recognizes the fact that things have improved for the whale. There have been increases in abundance and growth rates.
That's Marta Namak. She's the Endangered Species Act listing coordinator for NOAA. She's heading up the proposals which would take humpbacks off the endangered species list in 10 of the 13 places they reside across the world. But some wildlife and conservation groups think those proposals spell danger.
It's premature to remove those protections when so many threats like climate change, ocean acidification, and ocean noise are only increasing.
Kristen Monsell is a staff attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity. She says NOAA's move is short-sighted. The reason humpbacks are doing so well is because of the Endangered Species Act.
The ESA is a very powerful tool that helps to protect, conserve, and recover imperiled species.
But Marta Namak from NOAA says, what's the point in having a list at all if you can't recognize when a species no longer belongs on that list?
The whole goal of the Endangered Species Act is to get them off that list. So it's nice to see that we're able to do that sometimes.
Recently, NOAA opened up a public comment period in order to hear the concerns of groups like Kristen Monsell's. That ended on July 20th, and the organization will now take those comments into account before making a final proposal sometime early next year. Whatever happens between now and then, Adam Pack says seeing whales like Old Timer again and relisting can be celebrated, but
celebration does not mean that's it, now we don't have to worry about the whales any longer. It means, okay, we've done pretty good, but we need to continue to be vigilant to make sure that they are there for generations to come.
And if the whales living in Frederick Sound are anything to go by, it doesn't look like they're going anywhere fast. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.